Here is this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. A Paragould man, who admitted to shooting at police officers, was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. 23-year-old Taj Harris was indicted by a federal grand jury for being a felon in possession of a firearm and pleaded guilty to the charge in November 2022. Following his 10 years in prison, Harris was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release. Arkansas's jobless rate hit a record low of 2.7% in May, which followed a record low of 2.8% in April. It is the 8th consecutive month of employment gains in Arkansas. Arkansas House Speaker Matthew Shepard announced Friday that he has appointed House Chief Legal Counsel John Vines as the House Parliamentarian and Coordinator of Legislative Services beginning July 1st. In addition to his new role, Vines will retain his position as House Chief Legal Counsel. From the Arkansas Now newsroom, I'm Kelly Conley.
Greenway is partnering with local food banks for our 5th annual Food Bank Backpack Program fundraiser. These programs send healthy food home with kids facing food insecurity so they can go to school ready to learn. A $10 donation provides a child with up to 40 meals. And that's not all. 2 lucky participants will win one of Jason Aldean's personal John Deere Gators. To donate, text GOBACKPACK to 44321 or visit any of our 32 Greenway locations.
Alzheimer's disease affects over 6 million Americans. While there is no cure, there are steps you can take to reduce your risk and improve brain health. Steps include regular exercise, eating a healthy diet, staying socially engaged, and challenging your brain with new activities. If you or a loved one are experiencing memory loss or other symptoms of Alzheimer's, seek medical attention right away. Join us in the fight against Alzheimer's. Learn more at healthyar.info/bold. A message from the Arkansas Department of Health.